my pleasure to present our study at APHA. And before presentation, I would like to acknowledge my colleague, Dr. Johnson, for her contribution. And our topic is health disparities among America's healthcare providers, evidence from the Integrated Health Interview Series. Then substantial health disparities have been documented in the general population. There are many studies showing racial ethnicity disparities in the health status, health behavior, and mortality. A recent study also documented disparities in mortality, ranking across different occupations. However, there is a lack of research on health disparities among healthcare workers. So one might assume healthcare workers maybe have the better health than general population. Given the importance of the healthcare workforce to a healthy population, there may be cause for concern if health disparity among healthcare workers mirror that of the health population. So we have two research questions. Among healthcare workers, are there health disparities across workforce categories? Are there racial disparities in health within healthcare category? So we use cross-sectional survey data for adults aged 20 to 64 who reported employment in the healthcare professions to examine health disparity among healthcare workers. Our data are retrieved from the Integrated Health Interview Series, IHIS. It is a cross-sectional time series of harmonized national health interview survey data. All variables except occupation were retrieved from the IHIS. The occupation variables was obtained from the original NHIS public use file and linked with the IHIS variable using unique person identifier available in NHIS file. The outcome variables are self-reported excellent health status and obesity. Self-reported health status was measured on a 5-point scale, which we dichotomized into excellent health and non-excellent health status. According to CDC, obesity is defined as a BMI greater than 30. We defined this variable as obese and non-obese. The machine haven't wake up.
So I pour some Starbucks on the computer.
Okay. So healthcare workers category were defined based on respondents' main occupation during the week of, before interview, which has been recorded consistent with the standardized occupation classification. There are four workforce categories in our studies, the health diagnosing, health treating, and health technicians, and the health service workers. So we examine relationship between healthcare workforce category and the outcome variables using logistic regression, accounting for complex survey design, adjusting for age, gender, marital status, and education. To further examine whether the health of healthcare workers had changed over time, we added the year dummy variables into the model. Finally, we stratified by healthcare workforce categories to examine whether racial disparity in health exists within each category. We used data version 9.2 to conduct this study. So among all U.S. healthcare workers, majority are women, white, married, college educated, and over one-third of all healthcare workers are classified in health assessing and treating occupations. And nearly one-third of healthcare workers are classified as health service workers. We found that there is a clear social gradient across healthcare workforce categories. The highest status category is the health diagnosing profession. Most of them are older, male, married, and college educated. And the racial differences are also evident across the four categories of healthcare workers. For example, Black makes up the 15% of healthcare workforce, but they are underrepresented in the health diagnosing professions and overrepresented in the health service workers. Okay. This graph shows that the overall proportion of healthcare workers reporting excellent health status over time. The health service workers tend to have the lower accident health status than the general population. The percentage of the health diagnosing professions reporting accident health status is stable over time, and the other categories start at the high point but the end of the lower point. And after control other variables, this graph shows the disparities across workforce categories. As we can see, the health diagnosing in the blue line, which is stayed stable and declined over time. And the self-reported accident health status for health technicians and the service are lower than in general populations. And this slide shows four old figures presenting in the predicted probability of reporting accident health status by race within healthcare workforce over time. The proportion of white reporting accident health status has declined over time for all health professional categories, while the proportion of Hispanics reporting accident health has increased for all categories. This figure displays the prevalence of obesity by healthcare profession over time. So we can see the prevalence of obese is for all categories are all increased over time. And the health service workers are more likely to be obese than other categories and even more than general populations. And this figure shows the prevalence of obesity across workforce categories after control other variables. It also shows the disparities across the healthcare workforce categories. The proportion of the healthcare workers who are obese has increased significantly over time. The health assessing, health technician, and health services are more likely to be obese than general population. And this figure also shows, this slide also shows the four figures presenting the predicted probability of obesity by race within healthcare workforce category. The proportion of the healthcare workers who are obese has increased significantly over time among all race groups and within the healthcare professions. There are significant racial disparities within every health professional category. So our study have some findings. The first, the health of healthcare workers has declined over time. And the second, the health disparities do exist across healthcare workers categories. The health diagnosing profession reporting better health than other healthcare workers, and the health technician and the health service occupation are significantly more likely to be obese. And the third, the health disparities by race, ethnicity do exist within the healthcare workforce categories. For example, the Black, Hispanic, and Asian healthcare workers are less likely to report excellent health than whites. But in terms of obesity, Black and Hispanic healthcare workers are more likely to be obese than their white counterparts in the categories of health technician and health services. And Asian healthcare workers are less likely to be obese than white workers across all healthcare categories. So there are some limitations in our study. The excellent health status is self-reported measures. It may be culture specific. And height and weight are also self-reported, which may be misreported, and which will result in the underestimate of obesity. And the healthcare workforce categories are broadly defined, and the health status within each category may be quite heterogeneous. And the sample size for some race group within healthcare workforce categories is small. Therefore, they may have a limited power to detect significant differences. And the differences over time may be due to compositional differences in the population. And these differences are not likely accounted for with the covariance available. And our summaries are health disparities do exist among healthcare workers, both across and within workforce categories. And providing quality healthcare requires a healthy healthcare workforce. And we are thinking this is important to identify health differentials within healthcare workforce in order to develop appropriate public health and occupational health intervention. And a diversity, well-trained, and a healthy healthcare workforce is key to improving the health status of the populations. And finally, I want to introduce the IHIS website. And there will be an interview, the seminar about this website and about this data set. If everyone are interested, can go to this seminar, which will be in today's afternoon. And thank you so much. So do you have any questions?
I have a question. I enjoyed your research. I think it presents some interesting findings. Could you define that category called health service workers? What types of jobs would be in that category?
The category for the health diagnosing.
Got diagnosing, assessing, treating, and then there was a category called health service workers.
The health diagnosis is like the physician. Yeah, physician or dentist. And the health treating occupation, like the nurse, registered nurse or therapist. And the health technician is like the lab technician. And the final health service, like the service aide or orderly.
Orderly and aide.
Because we cannot analyze the detail occupation in code, like the physician, nurse, or pharmacist, nutritionist, because the data set provided from the NHIS, they didn't provide the detailed occupational code after 1992. And because we're doing analyze from the 1982 to 2004, so therefore we just use the broader category.
Okay, thank you.
I'm wondering if you know,
interesting question. We will do the further study, then just find out why their health status is really different. So I will take your suggestion. Yeah. Oh no, this is the national sample size, so it represents all the United States.